সৌভাগ্যের রাধিকা ইজ মার্সি অফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু সো হিজ That by your mercy, I have known all these things. And he is now feeling separation, being at Radha Kunda. Radha Kunda is Srimati Radhika. So he is feeling separation and telling Chaitanya Chandram, Aham Bhaje, and going down to From here, seventh slok, up to end, all be of Manjari Dham, feeling separation and praying to have the salvation all these things. Only three slokes are I think that by hearing these words, you can read it alone also and can feel all these things. And it will help you to go through these things. Yet when we will meet again, we will try to discuss all these things. But you should read it. These are certainly very valuable things. Only by your mercies, I have tried to read this so deeply. I have not thought that I am now telling. It comes by the grace of Swarupa Nanda Goswami. I have never thought all these things, but it comes. You have read me. Give me inspiration to read Bhagavad Gita. Also, this book, also Madhava Gita. Do present, but always having all these ideas. And these things are not for present, but only for self and qualified persons.
What about
in Vrindavan, Sadhya all that together. Krishna Kalya Bharli gathered them. That is why after that, Srimati Radhika, they have Shobhagya Mother. And Srimati Radhika has Maan. And that is why Rasji can end. And after that Krishna cleverly left Srimati Radhika and they became in one stage, Chandravali and all others, because both were suffering. So again became Ras. But in Bhashantaras, in Govardhan, in Radha, Mallis, Radhikas, sometimes with Chandravali also. So both kind, both parties. And both without both parties, no rash would be, no rust would come. Only sugar cannot make a rust. Water is not precious there than sugar. Sugar is precious. Precious money can take. And water is everywhere available. But without mixing water with sugar, no rust will be. So both kinds of gopis should be there. So there will be rust. There is competition. Without competition, rust will not come. Every position. Chandravali is saying, where Krishna is seen. And Srimati Radhika is saying, Krishna's ice corner is where going. Always. And upon this, this rush is going on. Both should be there. Krishna is Prasanna for us. And how Rasa comes, you know. Became means, what is the meaning of became? Radhika became Shaktabhama. Radhika became Lakshmi. Radhika became Sita. Like this, that. Not directly Srimati Radhika, and all gopis became. Always remember Krishna past times and Radha past times. So you are obeying and serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this life, we see what we are getting, what we are realizing, what we are doing, all is to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we remember that he is not Krishna, but he is Srimati Radhika. He is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All our Guruji has told that Krishna was sweeter, yeah, but not sweeter than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has cheated some person, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has cheated everyone. He has taken the golden collar. He has just stolen that golden collar. Why? Narhari Chakravarti is telling that he has, Krishna has stolen Radha Kanti and he has become golden. Because he wants always to have the Radha's body upon his body. So he is most cheated. 12 days long, he has only this described the cheating fact of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Pranam. If you have questions, that said, should be solved.
Then if we have time.
And if we have time, then we follow that. Because I had no time to see any verse or anything.
It is only, if we do Vilapasa Manjali, we would only do that one verse about Sanatana.
That will do.
So I will just, you want me to begin? I think I'll begin with the questions.
Question are from where?
Something from my Brahma Samhita work and something from Bhajan. Dasama Skanda, 10th canto, 45th chapter.
Tumi bar karta para, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Chapter?
45, text 23. Perhaps just by asking you will know the answer.
তিনখানা ছিল এখানে
টেন্ট
কান্টো
নো নাও নাও অ্যানাদার কোশ্চেন
ভাই
হি আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড
আই আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড বাই সিং
বাট দিস হোয়াট ইজ দিস ফ্লো
ইট ওয়াজ ইট ইজ নন্দা মহারাজ ইজ বিং টোল্ড বাই কৃষ্ণ এন্ড বলরাম টু গো ব্যাক টু I have to satisfy Devaki and Vasudev for some time, so you please go back to Vrindavan. When I was reading, it appeared that I first thought that he was saying, my dear father and mother. So I was going to say, how can Jasoda Devi did not go with Nanda Maharaj to Mathura? But now reading, I understand. Because he says, oh father, you and Mother Yasoda. I thought when I read quickly, I thought that Mother Yasoda was there, but I see.
It is to understand in all the whole chapter, especially these slopes. Here is in this slope it has been told that Krishna and Balram told and Nanda Baba told to Krishna and Balram. But we should know that some sloka has told Krishna and some slokas have told Balaram and some sloka has been told only to Balaram and some sloka has been told only to Krishna. And two separate tika he has done. There are two prakoshta. Prakoshta, you know?
Dictionary. Meaning?
Prakoshta means in our Singhasan throne, Radha Krishna in Man Prakosht. Now, Gaur Nityanand is one section. So there are two sections, Prakat Leela and Aprakat Leela. He is telling what?
He's telling both. He's telling Aprakat.
He is telling that where we have much love, or anyone where he receives much love, he likes to live there, and he is attracted there more. It is undoubtedly that truth that Brajavasi, and especially Nanda and Yashoda and Gopi, love is more than Devaki Vasudev and inhabitants of Mathura. Then, if the love of Krishna and Baldev more than Devaki and Vasudev and more than inhabitants of Mathura, why Krishna lived in Mathura? Why? I raised a question. Why he should not go to Nanda Baba? Nanda Baba wept so much and full of misery heart. He went alone without Krishna and Baldev, having kept them in Mathura. He returned with the cowherd boys, and to whom he has come, Krishna and Baldev. But it is against the Bhakti Siddha. How it happened?
Because he was in his Aprakat Leela, always in Vrindavan. Actually, he did not go to Mathura. That is different Krishnas, the other Kumar Krishna. And in his Prakat Leela, he appears to be in Mathura. But actually, he is always in Vrindavan, going on with his pastimes with the gopis and with Yashoda.
He has told separately. He has told that Krishna and Baldev came with Nanda Baba. If Nanda Baba comes to Mathura, then Krishna will also come, Baldev will also come. Bold Baldev will come. They came with Nanda Baba. And as while Nanda Baba was at Mathura, with Nanda Baba, Vrindavan also came. Nanda Baba is Vrindavan. So Krishna came with him. But why he could not go with Nanda Baba? We don't see. He is telling that Nanda Baba cannot go alone without Krishna. So there are different two prakoshtas there. When Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba in the evening, some darkness was there. When Kans was killed, his brothers were killed. And after 2 or 3 days, after Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba, Nanda Baba was waiting for Krishna and Baldev. And he was in so misery, always remembering Krishna and Baldev. And the activities of Vasudev that he has done against him, he was remembering. Oh, a friend can be like so, enemy. I remember. I cannot think like that. It has been 3 days past. Why Krishna and Baldev are not coming? There is certainly something going inside, inspiration. I have heard from anyone that Vasudev and Devi are telling that Krishna is Vaishnava. And perhaps they are disturbing Krishna not to come. They are telling Krishna and Baldev. And why Vasudeva is not coming? He should come. He is my best friend and he is my brother. But yet he is not coming. And he was waiting in the darkness of evening at the same time. After 3 days, third day, Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba. They saw that Nanda Baba was very, very much udas. This sad. They said that perhaps he was weeping. So they at once sat on the right and left of this. Krishna sat on this palm, left side, and Baldev sat on the right side of Nanda Baba. And they embraced Nanda Baba from both sides. Abhay, you are so sad. Why you are so sad? From 3 days, I see that you have taken nothing. It is a very fact of misery, very sorrow, that all are warning me not to come to you. And they are fearing from you, so much fear. If we go to you, we will not return to Vasudev Devi house. And now they are all telling from Akrur, Uddhav also, and Vasudev Devaki Ugrasen, and all are telling that you are son of Vasudev and Devaki. You are really not son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Here Baldev first told that Krishna and Baldev Ubaji. But Krishna and Baldev, no, but here, only Baladev Prabhu Ubaji. That Baba, though I know, and it is a fact, that I am son of Vasudev, but I don't follow this idea. He has left me, and I was orphan or what? Orphan. What is the meaning of orphan?
Anath.
He has left me. I was an orphan boy. And you have feed me and
brought
me. So, in any case, Vasudev and Devaki cannot be my father and mother. From boyhood, you have kept me like these
eyelids.
Supports these eyes, and especially the black tara. you giving, feeding me, after that you take anything. So, I don't know that he is my father and mother. I have known always as father and mother. So, I will not live here. Especially when Krishna will go with you, in any case, I will not stay here. Nanda Baba began to think that it will be very aparad, offense against Vasudeva. Because his 6 sons had been killed, no son is there. Only Baladev is here. And if I took Baladev with Krishna to Gokul, he is, and Devaki should certainly die. So what should I do? If I say don't go, then Baladev cannot live, he will die here. What to do? He was thinking something. Then Krishna watched that next sloka. Baba, I want to say anything. If you permit, I can say. Then he told this way, that Baba, I am keeping something to consider for you. I am not telling that you should do or not do, but you should consider that if I go with you, then because I am son of you, so yet they are telling, but I have no faith that I am his son. I know surely that I am. So, if I go just, well, they cannot live here. So they will die, but they are your friend. I don't want to disturb your friend because you are both like my father, because you are my father, he is your friend. So I want to think about them also. They should not be disturbed. I think that I should live here with Baladev for 3 or 4 days more, so that all Brajbashi, all Jadav who has gone here and there, they will return. And Jarasandha is coming to attack Mathura. We will see that and will protect them. And after 2 or 3 days, I with Baladev will return surely to Vrindavan. I have some ornaments. Please give it to my daughter. When he saw that Krishna is giving some ornaments and Krishna is willing to wait here, then he became hatash, hopeless, quite hopeless. Oh, Krishna also does not want to go. Become so hatash. And he was bitterly crying. What to do? Then he told that this ornament do everything. Your mother will be satisfied. All Brajvasi will be satisfied. Krishna told that just for 3 days I am here. Give it to mother. And tell that Krishna is coming. Soon come. Don't worry for Krishna. Krishna and Baladev will surely come. And this is my, not ornaments, but my love to my mother. So give it. Unwillingly he took. And he saw that Krishna is not willing to go. So he's a dull Bhaktivinoda Chakravarti Thakur is telling that he has much love with regarding much love from Devi and Vasudeva. So in one section, Krishna and Baldev went with Nanda Baba. And in one section, in a Prakat Lila, what is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, they waited here in Mathura. Very good, Sri Vaishnava Siddhanti has been there. Then, this will be.
One more question. In the Prakat Lila, Abhimanyu, Govinda, Gopa, Vakila, Govinda. But in Goloka Vrindavan, in Aprakatya, only the Abhimanyu is there, but not that they are there. So I have one question. You took us to Jawa, the place of Abhimanyu, Srimati Radhika's inbox, and she stays there and then goes and sees Nandagaon, goes to Krishna, Govardhan, etc. But in Aprakatlila, there is no Abhimanyu, no Govardhan, no Jyotila, no Kutila. Where does Srimati Radhika live?
Javat. Like a kunji in Radhakund, like a kunji in there, in Saket, in there, where.
So in kunji, but what about Javat?
Javat is also kunji. Ja, bot, or bot means banyan trees. Maybe. And we cannot decide anything in this stage. What is there? What Acharya have written? We try to understand, but when we will realize it, yet we cannot say all these things. So what our acharyas has written, we should be now satisfied, and by our bhajan, we should try to realize. Some things are that is to be realized in all that. I have also something like you, but I try to do chant Harinam and to pray Srimati Radhika, Purnimashi Devi, Vrinda Devi, Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, so that I may have all these things. I don't try to, but I see the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all of them, and try to understand. But some questions are yet are unsolved. And this is so gambhir fact, gambhir means deep fact, rahasyapurna, that even those who are in that lila, aparakat lila, they cannot make understand a person in this world when he is in sadhana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also told like this. Chaitanya Charitamrita has also. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says anything of that sphere, may we have a realization or may we understand that thing? It is very hard.
But if you are nearer to that power, we can imagine something. So for these questions, just try to do bhajan. And by, we can understand all these things. Sometimes it is written that the places like Mathura, Dwarka, Gokul, Jiva Goswami has written, all the puris are there. Even Jagannath Puri is also there in Vaikunth. If all these puris are there, why Javat, Nandagaon, Barsana, Sahara, Ravel, why they should be not? And if there is Javat, certainly there should. What is Javat? Where is Jatila, Kutila, Mandu? So, in anyhow, their existence should be certainly admitted. But in what risk, what way they are there, we'll have to realize it. But certainly there is something. There are some nitya lila and namittik lila. But Jatila Kutila Abhimanyu are in nitya lila, not anitya or namittik lila. Kans may be told as namittik lila. They are always meeting and doing all these things. But they have no connection with Abhimanyu, only for rush, creating rush. Krishna manifestation is Abhimanyu and rush. So we can imagine both. Patar Goswami has told that Abhiman is there. But Abhiman is, in fact, way Abhiman is there, this is the fact to know.
You want to speak on that text of the Bhagavad Gita? What? Is it too much
strength? Kitna
laga. What is it?
Shadi Pasu.
Pasu. Is it necessary for us to hear that verse?
Vala. We can hear. What is this?
Six.
Perhaps I have told something.
No.
Not a single word?
Not a word.
And before I have Bhajan Kuti, where at Nandagaon I have told something. We should vairagya yuga bhakti rasa prayatnai rapayan manun bhipsumandam kritan mudhirija para dukkha dukkhi sanatanastam prabhu asaya.
We have the word for word already. Each word is given.
Raghunath Das Goswami, though he has prayed his Guru Jadunanda Nachat as a Vinchadu, but in general way, not in special. Especially he has prayed Rupa Goswami as his Guru, and especially Guru of Raganuga Bhakti. It may be that two kinds of guru. If one guru has not given any idea of Raganuga, then, and if he has given Vaidhya and Raganuga both, then no question. So, from Jadunandana Acharya, he has not received any siksha of Raganuga, as I know. Because at that time he has no idea of Raganuga Bhakti. Only chanting he knew from Haridas Thakur, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And only that I am Krishna Das, we should chant Harinam, this should have too ordinary bhakti. And he had not chance to have any greed from Jadunandana Acharya. But it is very, very important thing to bring anyone from this worldly side to Krishna side. Very, very important. If anyone cannot bring, then Raganuga and Rupanuga and everything will be useless. So this guru is certainly guru. Anyhow he has. If a maniman not giving diksha or not giving mantra also, but yet he has tried hard, anyone contact with a guru or contact with Krishna, and he has given something to worship Krishna and Radha and Krishna in Vaidhi Bhakti too, yet he is so much grateful, he is so much grateful. So he has prayed Raghunandana Acharya. And especially in Raganuga Bhajan, he is so much debted to Rupa Goswami. Also with Sanatana Goswami, but was frankly mixing with Rupa Goswami. And he has taken the Adarsha. Adarsha? What is meaning Adarsha? Adarsha. Idea. He has taken all the ideas of Rupa Goswami for Raganuga Bhajan. So, he has prayed Rupa Manjari by his Siddha Deha. Nothing as Sanatana Goswami, Sanatanam Prabhu Ashayami, he has not to Rupa Goswami by that name. Because he has
what Adarsha means, ideal. Ideal means like a goal, a perfect person to follow.
Rupa Goswami has given him everything which is needed in Raganuga or Rupanuga or Manjari Bhav support. And Sanatana Goswami has given him everything of Vaidhi Bhakti or Sadhan Bhajan for Raganuga, Sadhan Bhajan, and by apparent from outside, because he, when he came from Jagannath Puri, he was in a mood to live up his life and go to Govardhan and climb up on the hill of Govardhan and from jumping from them there, he will live his life. He could do easily it in Jagannath Puri? Why he does not do? Did not know. He can live his life in the dense forest from through the forest he came. Ki jungle there?
Jharkhand,
where so many tigers and all the little things were there. And so big mountains. Why is Kurtantri? There were no one to escape him. Easily he can do all these things. But he has some thoughts that I will have to serve him. If not in this life, in my another life. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. So I will go to Govardhan. And if he will, I will die. In the last time, when a man dies, what he thinks, in the next life he becomes according to last will. As Gita said, has said, So if I will die in Govardhan, having the ambition that, O Govardhan Giriraj, please give me a birth near you and you should have mercy upon me so that I can serve Radha and Krishna, especially Srimati Radha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna, he has written in Manasiksha, Kish Lokta, na dharmam na sachi suni nandeshwar patisutatte guru varam kunda prishtatte smara paramajashan. He has said like this. To carry the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that serve Radha Krishna, then it is service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So, he's trying to go to Govardhan and die there. And by his last will, he will be something. If not anything, he will be grass, like Buddha. And on that grass, Gopi will, at the time of Avisar, give their dust, pure dust, upon my head. Anyway, I will be satisfied. So he wants to die in Govardhan. And especially near Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. But when he came to Vrindavan, he first went to Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that always know Rupa and Sanatan as your elder brother. So he came. And he did pranam. By the way, they knew that he has a wish to die at Govardhan. By his anything, because Sanatana Goswami was so not clever, so wise to know every heart facts. In this fact, he was more than Rupa Goswami also. And he was a Rajnitigya, also politician also. Rupa Goswami was not a politician. He was a very simple person. Sanatana Goswami and all other Goswami have given some logic to make a man understand anything. And And especially in this Vaidhi Bhakti and to do the bhajan of Krishna, some logic are very necessary. So Vedanta is a logic and it stands upon logic. But Rupa Goswami tells then don't take aspect of any logic. And what I'm saying is not depends on logic. And by logic anyone cannot be helped in this apratic pastimes of Krishna. Only Shraddha can do this. So he does not anywhere, he has not given any logic in Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Ujjwala Nirmali, and Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav. Tavakad affects every logic. But for preaching, it is very essential to have logic and Rajniti also to manage. As a foolish man, I don't know any logic and don't try to follow a logic. I could not understand what is logic. Oh, very logic. Very. Only Gandhi is in me, Gandhi's smell is in me. Why I don't know any logic. And also politics. But for preaching, it is needed. Policy and also Rajniti.
He knows.
You?
Me?
You can learn from him, Rajniti. No? So, Sanatana Goswami convinced him, by logic, by Rajniti, and by slopes of every Shastra. So, Shastriya logic, general logic, by politics, and by following the characters of our acharyas and especially of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he convinced Raghunath Das Goswami not to give your life. He told that at first I was in opinion like you
in Jagannath Puri.
And he told his experience that when, like water was coming from his body, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see Sanatana Goswami, he always used to run towards Sanatana Goswami and to do Alingan. Sanatana Goswami said that it is offense for me that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be himself Krishna is taking me in his breast and all rust comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I should not do like this, so I should die. So I made up my mind to live my life at the time of
Kar festival.
Under the anyhow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew and told Sanatan, he does not tell anything that you should not die or should die or anything. Very cleverly he told that, Sanatan, if you have given me anything, or even a man gives anything to any man, he has any right to take it. If you have given your life to me and done Atma Samarpan to me, then you have no...
Surrendered your life.
You have surrendered to me. You have no right to do anything to that thing. I have right to do anything. So you are doing offense to me. You are taking it and you have not given to me yourself. Second thing, if I knew that by giving life I will have Krishna and Radhika, I will give my life lakhs of lifetimes. So by giving life anyone cannot have Radha Krishna service. But by practicing of bhakti, bhakti yoga, a man can have the service of Radha and Krishna. So try to understand it. If you have surrendered me, you have no right to give this body. And secondly, you should try to do sadhana bhajan more than this time, so that you can have. By that thing, I admitted the fact and then tried to serve Radha and Krishna and also to follow the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should also do like this. You have no right to give up this life because you have surrendered, you are surrendered soul to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar Raya. And then to us both brothers, but because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told to go to Vrindavan and be there with Rupa and Sanatana. So we will try to palan and portion, bring and brought up you. You don't worry. So you should be in Govardhan, in Radha Kund there, and always chant Harinam and do bhajan. He is telling that if at that time I have made up my mind to live my life, that is bhava-vesh. If I have died, then so many things that I have read of Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav, Dankali Komandi, and I have done so many books also, and have received so much things for Raganuga and Manjari Bhava, I could not have all these things. So I am so much indebted to Sanatana Goswami. So, Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Rapayan Apayan Man Anubhipsu Mandham Kripam Budhirya Paradukha Dukhi Sanatana Stam Prabhu Masrayani. Anubhipsum andham, andham, that is, I was unaware of Raganuga Bhakti. He is telling it by Numbrata. Numbrata is, he had something at first also Raganuga Bhakti from Sarva Damodar and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But from Rupa Goswami he had so much things. Yet he is telling that I was andha. I did not knew anything for this Arasmai Bhakti about Krishna and Radha and Gopis and Brajbhav. And I also have no wish to have this. If you have not come to our Gurudev, we are quite blind for all this. Now we think how obliged we are. At first we have no nothing. But now we think how obliged, how we were indebted to our Gurudev. Perhaps if he more gain, we will think more indebted to our Gurudev. So, anabhipsu, not wanting that bhakti, but yet Sanatana Goswami has given me by force. I was not in a mood to take it, but yet at a medicine, if a mother gives to his son, he is not willing to take, he gives it forcibly, and do like this, so that he... So, prajatnai, prajatnai mane? Carefully. When Raghunath Goswami used to live in Radhakund, from Vrindavan, he used to go to do parikrama of Govardhan. Why he has done parikrama? He was Lavanga Manjari, Sanatana Goswami. Why he has done parikrama? He used to do daily parikrama. For himself, anything to gain, he has done for others. So others, jajad acharati sreshta tattva deheva kitaruga. But it is not the fact. He has done it for all other general persons. He has done it. But this ratio is very, very little. He used to go Raghunath Das Goswami's study. He used to go only for me. That is called prajatnai. To give his association to Raghunath Das Goswami. If I have no interest to go in Vrindavan, as an instance, or I like to be in Vrindavan, but why I live in Mathura? Why? Is any good chance for me to be in Mathura? Some rupees, or some delicious food, or Sneha of Mathura Vasi, why I am living here? In being in Mathura, I will achieve more Raganuga Bhakti and the mercy of Radha, Srimati Radhika and Manjaris. There are something. So, in Srimad Bhagavat there is a slok. Bhavad Vidha, Bhagavata, Tirthani, Swantasthin. You know this is slok. You also know? Very important slok. Yudhishthir Maharaj is telling to Vidur, after war, great war, Vidur was returning to the home of Rasa Palace of the Yudhishthir Maharaj. Duryodhana Maharaj became so much clever. Or this slok has been told by Nanda Baba for
Garga Rishi.
He tells that you, for Dakshina you have not come. I know. Babaji and Purohit, Purohit, you know, priest, come to their judgment only for Dakshina and will wait to their homes only till that Dakshina is not paid. As soon as the Dakshina is paid, they certainly return to their abodes. So, here they are telling, Gargacharya, Nanda Baba is telling, that actually you have nothing to do, nothing, no reason to come here. For you have no swarth, self-interest. But you have only come to me, only for I am a very wretched grihastha. And you go to grihastha only to give them Krishna bhakti. No self-interest. Bhavad vidha bhagavata. You are bhagavat. Who are bhagavat? Who has bhakti with Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan are bhagavata. The lakshan, the symptom of bhagavatas has been written also in some slokas, that the whole vaibhav of whole universe cannot change the idea of a bhagavat. What to tell anything, dakshina or anything. So you have not come for this. Any self-interest, but for good of myself, or to good of any wretched grihastha who has then fallen in a waterless well. This is, and for daya, daya means for mercy. So Sanatana Goswami is going to Govardhan and Radhakund. Why he is going? He is telling that you are coming only for me. Now and then, to see that how that child is, orphan boy, you are coming. And always telling me the pastimes of Krishna and how to serve Krishna. One day he was sitting in open sky, two tigers stand, and they drink water, and they again went away. From a distance, Sanatana Goswami was watching this thing. When they went, Sanatana Goswami came. Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami. He should not do like this. I will build a hut for you, and you should, by order, special order, you will have to live in that. He could not refuse it. And from then, Sanatana Goswami made a hut, and he used to live in that hut and to chant Harinam and do all activities. Though Rupa and Sanatana, especially Sanatana Goswami, used to see him as a younger brother. But how he used to see Raghunath Das Goswami like his guru, always guru. But Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami never saw him as a disciple. Never. A god brother, they were all god brother because they think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our guru. And rest all were god brothers. Oh, ekta chhe na, guru sevak hai manya apanar. You know, guru sevak, the servant of a guru, is so much respectful for us. So Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami always saw Raghunath Das Goswami as a Jagat Prabhu. But he never saw them as a God brother, but always like his own guru. So we should also have among us that behavior. And that behavior will create love among us. But when we know that I am Guru, and he does not, and he has not sought Gurudev, and he is not good servant of our Gurudev, and he does not know any Siddha, then there will be battle. And now this is going on. I am only Acharya, and all are not qualified. Hating and doing so. So he is preparing to go. Kali Raj. Vairagya Yuga Bhakti. There are two kinds of bhakti. One is only bhakti, and one is with vairagya. Vairagya means two meanings. Vishesh Rupa Rag Mane Anurag. This is most important. Vishesh Rupena Raga. When there is most affection, Anurag, then anywhere no asakti of Vishesh will remain. This is the paribhasa of definition of vairagya. Outwardly we will see that he has no asakti upon any other thing. Only asakti in bhakti, in Radha and Krishna services. So Sanatana Goswami has given him vairagya yuga bhakti. Also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life we see vairagya yuga bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when sees his followers bhakti with vairagya, he is so much pleased. He wants that his every bhakti should be akinchan and niskinchan. And we could not, we don't become like this. And that is why so much problems come. So vairagya yuga bhakti, if you have any attachment anywhere more than Krishna, anywhere, in name and fame, moments, artha, kanak, kanchan, kamini, kanak, kamini, kanchan, three, then bhakti will be so remote, very way. So vairagya yuga bhakti, how Chaitanya de sadhe sat prahar jaya smarane, a day and night is of 8 prahar. So 7.5 prahar goes in remembering the past times of Krishna, Ashtakaliya Leela. Ahar Nidra Chari Danda. Ahar Nidra means eating and drinking and sleeping. Chari Danda. Chari Danda means 96 minutes. How many prahar? Prahar is ka kitna hua?
For how is 3 hours?
Three hours. So
96 minutes?
Yeah. How many prahar?
Yeah.
One and a half.
Half.
Only half?
Yeah.
Half. Tahan nahi kono din. And that also, it may occur that any they have no eating and sleeping and all this. I think that I sleep 8 hours, 9 hours. And so many times for Tailmardan, so many times for bathing, so many times for roaming here and there. And rest time talking other than Krishna Harikatha and Alasya. Alasya, you know?
Hopeless.
Lazy? Laziness. No. Sitting and sitting, thinking.
Alas.
Certainly. It is a fact of very hopeless. Sometimes feeling that I am sick, so medicine should become, how medicine, some doctors and so goes in pain whole time. So, Kripam Bodhirya, Sanatana Goswami is Kripa's Samudra, ocean of ocean of mercy. Ocean of mercy here meant to the extent of mercy. He can give Radha's mercy also. He can praise Srimati Radhika. Oh, he should give mercy as a Lalita. Ja kamapi bhajakule prasubhanu jaya Rekshasya paksha padavim anurudhyamana sabdasya dishta ghatanevina kitarthayanti devim bhunaisya lelitam galitam. Anyone going in braja, any kishori or a girl is going, oh, where you are going? That girls or kishori is telling that I am going to Varsana. Why you are going to Varsana? Or I am going to Javat. Why you are going? I am going to Radhakund. Why you are going? I going there in a hope that Srimati Radhika will keep me as a Palya Dasi. I am going there, having this. But it is very hard to have achieved this. When Lalita knows it, that she wants to be Palya Dasi of Srimati Radhika, he at once tries and gives the bhav of Palya Dasi and orders Srimati Radhika, not praying, orders, keep this girl as your Palya Dasi. I am writing her name in my register, that she is Palya Dasi of Srimati Radhika. Radhika cannot disobey. He is bound to obey the orders of Lalita. So, jah kama pi brajakule vishubhanu jaya preksha, if she sees any shine that she wants to become the Palya Dasi, she certainly does it. At once he tries it and tells to Srimati Radhika, and Radhika obeys her orders. So this is Kripam Buddhi. After this Kripa, no Kripa is, no Kripa. So this is Kripam Buddhi, because he is long manjari. Paradukha Dukhi is always unhappy by seeing unhappiness of any jeev. Any jeev, soul is not telling to Sanatana Goswami that you should have mercy upon me. But he is seeing that they are a patra. apart for mercy. They don't know, they don't want my mercy. Even he goes to that person, "Can you give me a water to drink?" Why is that? He wants to do mercy. He takes a sukriti, he makes sukriti. So he goes in every villages and contacts with so besides. In a grihastha home he goes, "Oh, I heard that your daughter is to be married. Mary has been done. How she is?" He takes every samachar, sambad of that. He has no need. But he has need. What need? Anyhow, he will give him bhakti by his association. He will tell that, "You should, oh, your father is so much rogi. Is ill. Oh, try to do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." He will be, in any way, he gives. This is the sign of paradukha dukhi. Par,
one's own self.
Not own self. Paradukha dukhi. Sanatan. Prabhu asayani. He is telling Sanatana Goswami as a Prabhu. Who is Prabhu? Mahaprabhu is Mahaprabhu. And two are Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu. Who can give anything to any person? And he brought up anyone. He is called Prabhu. He should be master of all things. If I will ask that, "I want a son, give me son. Can you give?" "You can." "I will say that, give me 5 rupees, you can give. What you have, you can give. But what you have not, you cannot give. But Sanatana Goswami can give anything that we want." So he has called his Prabhu. "That you can give me also, Prabhu, that thing." That is Radha Pada Dasya. And you are master of that. You have in your treasury that thing. You can supply. So, Prabhu, asrayami, I am taking shelter of your feet. Yes.
We hear when Raghunath prays Rupa Manjari, but he does not pray Labhanga Manjari.
He has not yet prayed.
But does he think in his mind like that also?
No. He knows that he is Anandamayi. Long Manjari. He can pray. But here, and everything cannot be written.
But in his mind, he's
mind. Always. He has, for all Sakhis, he has prayed Sabya and Padma yet. What to? Chandravali also. He has prayed also to Sakhi Sthali. She should not pray. He once became angry. A man has brought matta from there. Matta means a curd, water curd. And became so furious. But yet he has done. Pranam to Jatila and Kutila also. If Jatila and Kutila were not there, no rush cannot. So Sisu also prayed long. But everything cannot be given. In Samrat Bhagavat also, only a day's rush has been given. And only a day's association of Uddhav has been given. He stated that he here for 3 months or 6 months or 10 months. So what became and what conversation was there, it has not. So this time we will finish here, but always remembering all these things, past times of Krishna, we can, not for others, but to have realization here, and having wish to have ourselves.
We really need some help with understanding Mahaprabhu. We are only understanding from the Braja side, but we need to understand Mahaprabhu. At least we all think like that. Maybe we are wrong.
No. As much as we will drink in the ocean of Gaur Lila, we will come out from Braja Lila. And it will have to go in Braja Lila. All I am telling of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ideas. Because the ideas of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, these ideas are none of them but Chaitanya.